Contrast Peary's heart, based in on-the-ground love for we commoners, with the official propaganda, cited in the most recent East Bay Express, for example, in an article, quote, according to a survey released earlier this week by the Pew Research Center, which informs us that there is a deep divide between black and white. This language of science in the official voices has ever been used to attempt to create what it purports to objectively report. And it's worth considering that the language of science breaks up the rhythmic quality of language as we made it and keeps us on the defensive as if it's not our creation, because it ain't that language. It's not ours anymore. So of course we're on the defensive using it and keeps us thereby from our power. And we've been arguing that words are how we claim the world. That's why black youth have always been a threat. Black folk in general. Why the attack on Chicano culture, right? Continuing, Peary concludes in this way, quote, the situation has continued along its line of march. Once a process gets started, you can't will it to change. It has to run its course. The capitalists cannot halt the downsizing and the development of a whole new class of people, of workers, throwaway workers and part-time workers. They can't put a stop to it because they're beginning to see that it's not a very good thing to do. They can't turn it around. Nobody's ever turned anything around. Every time I hear this phrase, we can turn it around, I start laughing. You ever heard of a freight train turning around? It's going to run its course. We are heading for a very serious, very difficult time. It's going to happen as an eruption. It's going to be very widespread, and the result is going to be a real drive towards fascist reorganization of the state. My interjection, without doubt, this is exactly where we are today. Continuing, the ruling class is moving to implement a fascist rule because they have no other choice. This is called seeing reality, right? Right? This is that moment that Michael, when he turned the conversation around in The Godfather, gotta get Sollozzo. That's seeing reality. They have no other choice if they are going to be a ruling class. Do you feel me? Do you see that we have to act? And that it has to be globally, continuing. They will take advantage of whatever will allow them to maintain their power and privilege. But their constituency isn't very big. Numbers. It's that which the earth is turning our eyes to see. We are everything. Continuing with Mr. Peary. Now, what do we need? We need a very large mass party. A very large organization. A small party, no matter how high its level, cannot accomplish the task we've laid out for ourselves. Unquote. Now, this is an important discussion because I don't think a mass party is what we need. And not just because of this problem of infiltration and power skill and disruption and causing conflict. And we'll be returning to this question again of mass organization for and against. Mr. Peary uses a Marxist analysis and language, and I think it's true to say worldview, which you could say is the source of the accuracy of his predictions. But the test of the strength of a theory doesn't rest on its predictive power alone. There is a single underlying reality, which, if you base your thinking in at least some of that reality, it will point you some ways true. But the part of reality missing is what Marcuse called the democratic introjection and Alice called poisonous pedagogy. And what's also missing is what Popper wanted us to see, that there are a few mistrained men who are making that reality and that we are also being made by them, not by so-called market forces. So the real test is, of theory, does it lead us to a future that we all of us together globally determine? Does it expose the underpinnings of class and show us how to end it, end hierarchy, the rule of the few, manufactured scarcity, the source of all the manufactured conflicts? Does it inform effective strategy for achieving generalized human leisure? It's important that we see how the game is played, the actual game called claim their eyes so that we can hide, called keep them scrambling and at each other's throats in competition for artificially made scarce resources. Else we can't begin to see our way out. We've been trying to beat them at their own game, i.e. prove, quote unquote, that we are smarter, prove our worth, our value in the market, essentially. But the very act of trying means we've lost, because that's how their game works. Imagine a fly trying to be more skillful in the web.